I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, February 18th. The new Quincy College Foundation has received a major gift. The Quincy law firm of Baker, Braverman, and Barbadoro has donated $10,000 to the foundation to help support additional scholarships for students. Paul Barbadoro is a Quincy native and a Quincy College alumnus who later returned to campus as an adjunct faculty member and recently concluded a six-year term as chair of the college's Board of Governors. He was appointed late last year as chair of the newly established foundation's Board of Trustees. Quincy College President Rick DeCristofaro said Barbadoro's gift reflects a belief in the institution, students, and the value and life-changing impact of a college education. Quincy Public School officials are assuring students and parents that it's safe for immigrant students to come to school. Those assurances come in the wake of the federal crackdown on illegal immigration, which has forced some students to stay away from school out of fear that they'd be apprehended by federal agents. Assistant Superintendent Aaron Perkins told the school committee recently that it has not happened in Quincy and that school officials have been instructed to direct any inquiries to the administration building on Coddington Street. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says the city does follow the law and does work with immigration and customs enforcement, and Superintendent Kevin Mulvey said that a recent drop-off in attendance is now returning to normal. The city of Quincy has begun the process of creating another new elementary school. The city is seeking a project manager to oversee creating a new West Quincy Elementary School at the current site of the former St. Mary's School on Crescent Street. The city purchased the property from the Archdiocese of Boston in 2019 for $2.7 million and has been using it as a firefighter training center. Mayor Thomas Koch has said West Quincy needs another elementary school to handle the influx of young children in the area. Proposals for a project manager to oversee the project are due at City Hall by February 27th. Quincy police continue to crack down on underage drinking, vandalism, and outside fires in the city's parks. In a statement, police say they are increasing enforcement in and around city parks due to an increase in reports of large groups of young people creating disturbances. The Forbes Hill Playground and Forbes Hill neighborhood are mentioned as youth hotspots. Police are urging residents to report any large gatherings of youths, especially with outside fires, also urging parents to speak to their children about where they're going in the evening and the consequences of criminal charges. Police say they will be making arrests when necessary to enforce the city ordinances against public drinking, outside fires, and remaining at a city park after dark. State regulators at the Massachusetts Department of Public Utilities are having conversations with Eversource, National Grid, and the state's other gas companies about lowering natural gas delivery rates, at least in the short term. The huge bills are not being driven by the price of natural gas, but rather the dramatic rise in delivery rates, which took effect last fall after approved by state regulators. Natural gas delivery rates for both Eversource and National Grid, the state's two largest gas distributors, have risen 30 to 38% since Governor Healey took office. The increased rates, combined with an exceptionally cold January, drove gas bills to the highest levels most customers have ever seen. The governor, who appointed two of the three DPU commissioners, sent them a letter over the weekend demanding a reduction in delivery rates. A third of the state legislature, 80 members from both political parties, also signed on to a letter to DPU on Friday calling for a revision of rates. Eversource's profit on its gas distribution business surged 29% in 2024 to $291 million. From $224 million in 2023. Company says while its profit did grow substantially, it invested more than $1 billion in gas infrastructure last year. Eversource says about 10% of the total gas bill represents profit for the company. The gas utilities say the delivery fee increases go to pay for a range of investments like gas pipeline infrastructure or low-income energy assistance. They're also being driven in large part by the state's increasingly expensive Mass Save program. Mass Save pays rebates to customers who switch their heating away from natural gas and other fossil fuels. The Mass Save plan is reauthorized by the state every 3 years. The previous plan totaled $4 billion. But the 2025 to 2027 plan, now getting underway, is $1 billion, or 25% more expensive, totaling $4.99 billion. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are mixed. The Dow down 165, the NASDAQ rose 81, and the S&P fell a fraction. Shares in Asia mostly up. The dollar rose. The euro is down. Oil at $71 a barrel. Forecast from the National Weather Service today. Partly cloudy, remaining windy, and a high of 24 degrees. For tonight, clear, very cold, with lows in the teens and some single digits. Tomorrow, mainly sunny, breezy, and a high of 28. Some scattered snow showers around on Thursday, with a high of 29, and then sunny 34 for Friday. For the boater today, there is a gale warning up, and also a warning for freezing spray. Waves will be about 2 feet. Winds west, sustained at 20 to 25, gusting to 45 knots, and a high tide at 3:15 this afternoon. Sunrise 6:35, sets at 5:20. Reminder, there is a one-day delay for the curbside collection of trash and recycling in Quincy this week due to the President's Day holiday yesterday. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, February 18th.